Welcome, welcome, everybody. Welcome to Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. Another awesome episode here on Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. This is Marty Angel. I am your host, and I am really excited for today's episode, guys. Today's episode is going to be awesome and amazing. Right? Because I have a special guest for you guys. I have a special guest, and I'm going to let her later on share her personal mission, but let me just give you a bio. She's a first-generation Mexican-American from parents that immigrated from Mexico City without knowing a word of English, created a lucrative yacht maintenance business in Marina del Rey here in lovely Cali, where we're both from. And Celila's passionate to help others make the same mistake that she fell prey to. Because what ended up happening is her parents got divorced. And because of that, mom wasn't versed in what needed to be done. And they lost their health and subsequently left a mark on Celila that now is her driving force. And she's currently working on a nonprofit aimed at helping first-time home buyers. She's noticed gaps in the system. Oh, goodness, are there gaps in the system? But, you know, she is a driving force behind helping people, especially if you know the California market, LA market, San Diego market. It's almost as though no one can own a house. It's crazy. You know, we went from $160 a square foot to $360 a square foot here in Cali. Crazy. And so Celina credits her success to her parents and also for having such a family-backed support system. And she's got beautiful daughters and her husband for their unlimited support. You guys, without further ado, I am so incredibly grateful to welcome to Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, mi invitada de honor por hoy, Celila Martin. Celila, say hello.
Hola, hola, hello. It's still weird for me to hear someone call me Mujer de Éxito. Muchas gracias, Marty. La verdad, me toca el corazón porque es una oportunidad muy grande estar aquí contigo. It's a huge opportunity to be part of your podcast today. I am so honored and I'm so glad that we're writing this book together too. That's how we met, right? We're writing a book, Latinas Who Boss Up, it's coming out at the end of this month. And meeting people, women, strong women like you that have a mission, that have a business, that are helping others, we were bound to meet up.
What do you say? There are no coinkydinks.
Yeah. It was bound to happen. Thank you so much for letting me be here. And I look forward to growing and helping our community.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we have a similar mission. Mine is to leave, you know, being at my age, I don't want to say retired. I want to say repurposed from many, you know, many careers. Right. And so my mission is to leave a legacy of Latina leaders behind me that finally allow me to rest. And I am so blessed to have you here as well. And I'm just so excited that I never back away from an opportunity, so that, as my parents taught me as well. But this podcast is about you. This podcast is about Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, means that it's about women that have been dragged through the mud, you know, arrastradas, and how we get up, how we stand up, how we create that story of surviving to a story of thriving. Nos arrastraron, nos revolcaron, pero nos paramos y aquí estamos, ¿verdad? Sí. So, tell me a little bit about what is your personal story of resilience? What happened?
With me, I believe it started with when I got pregnant at a young age. I was at SMC, Santa Monica Community College, and I got pregnant. And of course, you know, I had my daughter. And honestly, that's when I saw the belief systems of others. And when I saw myself accepting their belief systems, I didn't like my future. I saw a cycle. My mom's divorced, so she was a single mom. I became a single mom. So what was the next cycle generation going to be? And I really didn't want that for my daughter. And if she happens to be, it's okay, but I didn't want it to be because of something that I lacked. And so it was because when I became a single mom and then I had two daughters, and I didn't want to continue that belief system. So I just started focusing on how can I improve myself? How can I support my children? How can I get them out of this negative cycle? How can we get ourselves out of this negative cycle? And as a single mom, I was able to provide for them. I was able to put them in a private school. And because of this school, I mean, they helped out so much. My kids didn't want to continue high school at private education, so they went to public schools. But I remember when my oldest daughter, when she started ninth grade, she remembers doing that in third grade. And so I was really relieved that, you know, education is so important for everybody, right? We need these skills to be able to move further in life. And I wouldn't have been able to do that if I continued this other belief system. And then ironically, when I got married, that job that I was doing was gone. It was gone. I was doing medical billing and I had such great flexibility. I was doing a lot of amazing things for private physicians. And then all of a sudden, now that I'm married, like this income is not coming in. So that's when I took my real estate license here in California and I had to hit the ground running. And then when that happened, my oldest ended up leaving the house when she was 17. And even before then, I mean, my parents got divorced, they lost their house, and it's just, it's been my whole life. And I think that's what I realized, that the life is these trials because they're going to help us grow. And I may not have liked it at that moment, but eventually now I learned, okay, great. If it wasn't for me failing at or losing this job with medical billing, then I would have never been able to grow and really help people. Because this is something, going into real estate is something that I've always wanted to do, but I honestly didn't know how. And so that pushed me to really get out there and do it. And now I'm helping people that don't have a voice, you know, that get taken advantage of. And I'm just so thankful for that.
Wow, that's amazing. So, and I see that your daughter now who's 20, has her own place now.
Yes.
Yay. So obviously that was something, you know, that was a success coming out of, you know, coming out of the dark. Yeah. My life has been very similar to yours, coming out of the dark. And it's not about it's not about focusing on all the places that we have been, but about, it's okay to look at what we've survived. You've survived divorce, you survived single parenthood, you survived losing a job, you've survived a child running away, you've survived, you know, not knowing where to go, ambiguity, right, in what you're doing. So, mujer de éxito unbounded, eres una mujer con mucho poder, y con muchas ganas de seguir y de seguirte levantando para que tú seas el ejemplo para tus hijas.
Sí.
And that is very admirable. Let me just ask you, I want to ask you just a couple of questions on what you do. So you mentioned that you're starting this 501c3. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about what is that 501c3 going to be about, and what's the premise behind it, and the thrust?
Oh my gosh. So while I'm trying to help people buy a home, they're qualified. They have a good job. They've been working there for a good amount of time. They have money in the bank. Their credit score is excellent. They have money saved up. So they have all these things, but maybe they're just short a few thousand dollars to help with closing costs. Maybe just a little bit, and not the whole thing, but just the bit. And so, you know, people kept asking, oh, doesn't California have grants? You know, can we do this? Can we do that? And they used to pre-pandemic, but all of that money, all those resources, of course, were applied to, you know, for COVID. And if you were to take those grants from California, you would have to attend classes. It's there's so many requirements. It's unlimited. And even if you did all that and you receive your certificate that you've completed the education to receive this money, it's not guaranteed that you're going to get it, because the funds can easily run out. So, you know, they mean well, but of course, anything that's related to government, just like the FHA loan, it's a good loan for someone who doesn't have good credit. But the government wants their share all the time. So even though it's promoted as the first-time homebuyer loan, it's the most expensive loan out there. I mean, there's others that are more expensive, of course, for investors, but I'm talking about for the common folk. And so there's a lot of misconceptions, and this is exactly what I love to share with my clients. So I noticed if I were to build this nonprofit where I put money in there, part of the proceeds of any sales go there, then I can easily donate these funds directly to escrow as a gift, as a thank you, as a this is, you deserve this, because it's not that much money. We're not going to ask for any money paid back. It's not a loan, it is a gift. So this money will go directly to escrow to help for any clients that are looking to buy a home. And can you imagine how life-changing that would be?
Oh, definitely. You know, owning a home is really tough. And, you know, there are people on the other side of that. You said they have good credit. But let me tell you a little bit about what I know. I've been on this earth probably twice as long as you have. And what I have noticed, and, you know, this is a topic that we can broach. But what I have noticed, if you have a Spanish surname, the credit card companies take longer to clear anything that you might have, take longer when you have a Spanish surname. Now, that has, you know, there are actually cases of people trying to sue to get this out into the light, but that's the truth. And the truth,
I can speak to that because my maiden last name is Gonzalez. So can you imagine how happy I was to change it to Martin? Martin, like Steve Martin, is Martin, right, with right. On the I. Right. But from going to Salila Gonzalez to Salila Martin, oh, believe me, things are so different.
You know, and that's so sad, you know, that's so sad about that, because, you know, my husband and I, we actually went to the same high school at different times. We happened to have the same counselor, and my counselor and his counselor were the same. And when I came through years later, that mentality was still there. He said to me, all you're going to be able to do because you're Latina, sweetheart, is be an executive secretary. That's going to be the highest point in your life that you can aspire to get to. And yeah. And so you'll need to go to the JC and then, and, you know, take the typing test. And, you know, and then he told my husband, who, by the way, I have to say this, I mean, I feel you. He's a CFO of a microfinance lending company, a CFO. That's pretty high up there. Mm-hmm. And he was told by this counselor that the only thing that he could aspire to be, because he was Latino, was a manager of a mechanic shop. Now, let me just tell you one thing. If I ever were to take my car to my husband to fix it, it wouldn't run.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Celila, tell me a little bit about, so you're going to create this 501c3. Does it have a name?
It's something about fill in the gap. It was going to be something nicer, but I wrote down some other ones, and I have three that I sent over to the attorney. Right. So they're actually looking right now to see which one, you know, has, it doesn't have a website, is one that I can use. There's right. three. Yeah.
Well, and then is this going to be money that you are going to put in solely, or is this going to be a 501c3 that maybe you might advertise and get other investors or other angel givers, I want to say, mm-hmm. angel givers mm-hmm. to give a little bit of money?
Yes. So it's going to have all those options. As soon as the attorney can give me a green light on one, then I can open up the bank account. And yeah, I mean, investors for sure. You know, people who want to donate and.
Oh. Right.
There you are.
Yeah.
Can you hear me, Marty?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's amazing. That's amazing. And that is so critical. I want to let you know that I actually have my real estate license. And I worked my way through college, and what I can remember, so I've kept it up. I'm still very active. You know, unfortunately, my husband and I were victims of that big real estate crash. We had, you know, four or five, and we lost it all. And you just stand up. And I remember for the longest time, I was embarrassed to say that. But you know what? It is what it is, because now I appreciate a lot more and really look for resources that to help the underserved, the underprivileged, the underrepresented. And we all know that happens to be Black and Latino, the color of our skin.
It's happening now. It happens now. In 2021, I've had clients tell me, Celila, ¿cuánto te debo por escribirme las ofertas? Celila, how much do I owe you to write up the offers? And I'll say, what are you talking about? Oh, yeah, my friend just bought a house. And his agent charged him $2,000 for each contract that he'd had to write up. And this is happening now, 2021. And it just breaks my heart. It really makes me furious. And this is why I want to continue to be on podcasts. I mean, I would love to put banners up like that lawyer, Jacob.com, you know, like that's my vision. That's where I see it, because I would love to just share this information. You don't need to pay for that. You don't need to pay an agent to show you a home. There was an agent in Texas who was charging $50. And I'm sure it happens here too. $50 to Spanish speaking clients to show a home.
Ay, no me digas. OMG. Yeah. Well, I'm just going to say that, you know that, and I'm going to say that sucks.
Yeah.
No mames, como decía, no mames, qué huevos para hacer eso.
Oh, and there are own people.
Oh, and that's even worse. And that's even worse.
That's what really stinks. And that this is why, you know, the preferred lender that I use, that's why I keep using him, because he is so honest. He will give us the lowest rates. I mean, it's just, you know, I can't wait for people to start realizing that, yeah, they may get away with it now, but believe me, it's going to catch up to you. It's going to catch up to you.
That is so not cool. You know, no. It's just not cool. And, you know, it happens unfortunately, it happens a lot to Spanish surname people, to people of, if they look at you, people of color. And I know that when I was a principal, that was one of the things I really fought hard against. And I mean, I would get called in all the time by my superintendent, and he was like, "You cannot speak Spanish to your parents." And I was like, "Do you know that 86% of my population is Hispanic? Is my school population, 86% of them are Hispanic, you know, and 10% of them are mixed, everything else, you know?" And it was like, and 4% are Anglo, and you don't want me to speak Spanish? I need to communicate. Yeah. So it's like, it's prevalent. And then it's that's why, you know, after everything was said and done, I really thought, you know, I didn't think that I could, that I had something to offer somebody by being a business coach. But then I realized, well, wait a minute, I have been an entrepreneur and I've been running a business since I was 6 years old on the side, very much like your parents, right? And so I just want to say that Latinas, we've got to look inside. We do have things to offer.
Yes.
We have a lot of knowledge. We've come through, like Gloria Estefan had that song, "Coming Out of the Dark." Yes. We need to come out of the dark and everything. And those practices, those real estate practices, it's hard enough in California to get a home. And especially in LA where you live, LA County where you live, and San Diego County where I live. Oh my God, kudos to you. Kudos to you. That is so crazy. And that's so not cool. That's so not cool. Mm-hmm. I hope that your 501c3 comes really through. And I just say, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful. You know, and I'm definitely going to stay connected. I'm so incredibly grateful that this project threw us together. I was, you're a trailblazer, young lady. You're a trailblazer, and you are a mujer de éxito, unbounded woman of success without limits. I just want to say you epitomize what this podcast is all about. I really do.
No, thank you, Marty. I learned from you. Look at you. Your own podcast. My goodness. How many views did we get on the, you know, you do things that I don't even know how to do it. I learned from you. We learn from each other.
Right. It comes from my love of technology. I am a techie. You know, something new comes out, I research it. I use it. And if I showed you, you know, what it looks like, everybody's going like, oh my God, you have this massive green screen. You have all these lights. You have, you know, the microphone. And it's just that I'm a techie. And that's what I teach. You know, I do teach people how to go from brick and mortar to click and order. That's my tagline. You know, so I teach businesses and entrepreneurs how to do that, because we are in an e-commerce world and it's just going to get more and more e-commerce-y, if you will.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you this. So how long have you been a real estate agent?
4 years.
Okay. Wow. Wow. That's amazing. So, and every 4 years you have to, you know, renew it. So that's amazing. And you've done a lot in your 4 years of, you know, you found that perfect, lender, which is really hard to do.
Yes.
Really hard to do. I know when I worked, it was really hard to do. I too kind of worked with somebody. My broker was, en paz descanse. He was an Anglo-Saxon, man who loved Latinas, and, and he was married to two Latinas, and he just, you know, he was so white, I would call him ghost, and he ended up being the godfather of my children.
Oh my goodness.
He was always in with Latinos. He was like, I don't feel comfortable with the white people because they don't have the same values. And this man, he could write, He could write. Let me just tell you what he did for my mom when she got divorced. This man was able to write amazing contracts. So my mom was able to get a commercial property where the seller carried back 50% of the property because they were an older couple and they wanted that sure income. So then they got taxed 50% less, right? Yeah. Because you got taxed on the amount of your sale. All right. So, and that's something that I really don't see happening. You know, lease options right now would be so powerful for our people, but oh no, the real estate agent won't show people that there is that option. And that was one of the things, that was my niche, was, you know, was getting people that steady income and making sure that they, you know, got that, and that they were helping themselves by getting that monthly payment to themselves and also helping the person buying the property. So, so Celila, tell me, have you ever thought about that? You know, lease options?
Yes, there are so many great options. And actually what I'm doing right now is people, Latinos, are scared of refinancing.
Right.
Tenemos la mentalidad de pagar, pagar, pagar la casa. Just like if it were a car, just like if it were a debt, right? Okay. But having a home is like, how do we turn that into something more valuable? How do we turn owning your home into working for you? Right. I mean, real estate is the number one thing to produce income. More than cryptocurrency, more than NFTs, more than stocks, it's real estate. And so that's, I want to show people, how do you pull money out of your house? How do you do that so that you can maybe buy another income property, so that maybe you can build an ADU, maybe you can do some updates on your home. I mean, it's unlimited. Y esto es lo que hacen los americanos, ¿verdad? This is what they do. This is what they do, you know, and like, they don't have to worry about it. They don't have to depend on the retirement. They don't have to depend on Social Security. They can live comfortably. My in-laws own a duplex. And, you know, they don't have to worry about anything. They go travel. They have a camper. They just, whatever they want to do, boom, they want to go, they go. They don't have to. This financial freedom, como Latinos, we can do it too. There is no difference between us and other people, but we're just scared because why? We've been burned before. Who do
yes,
we
who exactly? Does mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my mom was able to turn $100,000 back in the day to five properties, three of which the seller carried back 50% of the property. And so then when those loans came in, it just automatically paid and they would pay for themselves and all of this. Right. Yeah. And so it's really important for some, you know, for somebody like you to get out there and, you know, I'm going to be your champion. Let me ask you another thing, since I know a little bit about real estate. Mm-hmm. Here's the other thing I find. Let's say you're a Latina with, you know, you everybody wants to be that brand, that beautiful brand, you know, look at this real estate person, right? And I see all these, I'm selling $1 million home. And these are the same people that are so greedy that they don't want to help another agent. Mm-hmm. So so it's like, okay, and it's like, one of the things that I did was, when I was doing real estate, and I don't know if you're thinking about it, is that you do help another Latina who may be on the buying side. Mm-hmm. And maybe let's take a look at this so we can get this through. And how can we help both? Not how can we help it so I get the biggest commission?
Right. Right. You know, and when it comes to helping first-time home sellers, so we talked about first-time home buyers and what their needs are and what the gaps are we touched on that a little bit. But regarding first-time home sellers, you know, most of us, my mom included, the house is not updated, right? She doesn't have brand new quartz cabinets or, you know, marble, nothing. It's you know, it's just what it is, right? Because we're so focused on providing for our family, putting our kids through school. I recently sold a home where they've lived there almost 30 years. They were able to successfully put 3 kids through college by refinancing the house, paying. So these kids don't have any student debt thanks to the home, thanks to their parents, right?
Right.
And they have a modest income. The kids never came back home. Oh. They went Chicago, Colorado, wherever. None of them came back home. So here are these padres, you know, in this big empty house, right? And it's not updated. So what happens when it hits the market? You know, do you think they're going to get a good value for their home?
Hmm.
No. And so that's why my husband and I learned how to do things differently. You know, what we do is we invest money in revamping the home while it's still under their name, right? Uh-huh. We do the updates and then we sell it for more. So the house before was selling, I think, for $535. And after the remodel, we ended up selling it for
$760.
Oh, wow. Wow. So this is money in their pocket. Of course, we get the money back for the what we invested.
Right.
But there's this show, I don't know what channel it's on, and these girls, they do this. You know what? They charge 50% of the proceeds.
Oh, Lord.
and these people are like, yes. And I'm like, well, that's crazy, you know? So we can all win. I mean, there's room for everybody. It's just get rid of this greedy heart. And it's really, you know, we're all human. Let's all work together. How can we make sure that you get more money for your retirement? So there are so many options. There are so many options when it comes to selling a home. If your home is in deferred maintenance, it's distressed, probably the best option is not for it to be on the MLS because your home needs repairs, right? You're going to pay for taxes. You're going to pay for commission. You're going to pay escrow fees. You know what? Might as well just let's find it an independent private person that's going to buy it versus having you pay for all that. So
Exactly. Yeah. I hear you. Oh my goodness, girl. You're doing some amazing work. Gracias por todo lo que haces. It is amazing. I'm excited to be on this book project with you. I'm excited to continue our relationship. And, you know, so tell me, where can people find you if they're looking for you, if they have any more questions after listening to the podcast, where can people find you?
People can find me on Instagram and on Facebook, just with my name, Celila Martin. I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Instagram. And so Celila Martin is C-E-L-I-L-I-C-E-L-I-L-A. I don't even know how to spell my own name. C-E-L-I-L-A Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N. And my website is iHomesLA. The letter I like iPhone, iHomes, H-O-M-E-S, LA.com.
LA.com. That's amazing. Now, so do you have a freebie or anything?
Yes.
That's exciting because I know people like freebies. Mm-hmm. So yes, tell us about the freebie.
So the freebie is a worksheet. I have different ones for different needs. There's a worksheet for if you're looking to buy a home for the first time. You know, you don't necessarily have to use me, of course, because you may be in another state, you may be in another city, but I want to give you tips on what you should look out for when finding a real estate agent. You know, what should they know, right? Can you picture yourself texting with this person? Can you picture yourself going through an escrow with them? So there are going to be little hints of questions that you should know when looking to buy a home. And then the other worksheet is for people that need to sell. What should you look out for? What is the cost? What's the best choice for you? Because there's different options. Like I said, it's not just the standard one.
Right. And so in order to get that, you're going to give me a link and I'm going to put it down below in the yes. podcast. Yes. And if you're listening and you are not on Podbean, you can always make sure to DM her. You want to make sure to DM her Mujer de Éxito Unbounded podcast. If you actually put that, just Mujer de Éxito Unbounded podcast, she will send you the link to get that. It is amazing. Celila, as always, fue un placer. I am so happy that you're doing this work, girl. You're doing this work. And I, you know, I would send myself to you.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. So anyway, thank you so much for being on the podcast. And everybody, gracias por estar aquí. And we will see you on the next podcast.
Bye.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.